This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Broadcasting live from Studio E down here in Central Florida. I am your host, Steve Elkins, and this is Off the Beaten Path. It is the second day of May 2021. It's been a full week of news, sound bites, and news being passed off as the real news. News that we here at RBN would probably label it the fake news. Visit the RBN website for great resource articles and provocative insight. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. My email, offthebeatenpath, steve@gmail.com. Chat room has been set up by a loyal listener, offthebeatenpath.chattango.com. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I welcome everybody, even those from New York, but please leave your politics behind. I don't want you messing up my state. Kind of happy with it right now. We are open for business. Our kids are in school, and our governor is standing up to Fauciism. Gotta love this guy. Now, he's not perfect. He's got some things I gotta address with him, which I will do. One of them is the ventilators that are showing up in a landfill. Remember that early on in the pandemic there, Andrew Cuomo talking about, we need 46,000. 46,000 ventilators. Do you have 46,000 patients? No, but we need 46,000 ventilators. Those ventilators, brand new ventilators, are about $15,000 to $20,000 a pop. Kid you not. They're very high tech. And to understand those, this people behind the scam here have made their money. And these ventilators are now being sent off to landfills to be covered up. Amazing. I want heads. I want heads. I want ass kicked now. That's my money. That's my taxpayer money that went to purchase ventilators for hospitals because we needed them so bad because we had a pandemic and we had hospitals that were booming and just tons and tons and tons of patients. We needed these ventilators. We need them now. And where are they now? In a landfill. So I'm going to contact Mr. Ron DeSantis, our governor, on that issue and the issue of GMO mosquitoes being released in Key West, Florida. 144,000 billions of genetically modified engineered mosquitoes will be released in the next 12 days over the next 10 years. Did the people of Florida, South Florida, have a say in this at all? No, not at all, which bothers me greatly. That's another thing I will address with Mr. Ron DeSantis. In that, don't we have a say-so in anything anymore? Do we not have a say-so? Can we not be notified and can we not discuss and debate the issues? I mean, it is our health. Do we know the outcome? This is the first time it's ever been done again. This is falling in the same footsteps as this genetically engineered modifier thing they call a vaccine, which is not an actual vaccine at all. It's a shot. It's a jab. You can call it a number of things. It's not a vaccine. So we're going down the same road again here with genetically modified mosquitoes in Key West, Florida. Nobody knows what's going to happen here. They've never done this. This is the first trial. A British company is on board with a U.S. company releasing 144,000 to be billions in the next 10 years or so, they said. Nobody knows the outcome. What's going to happen here? We don't know. What if this mosquito, this genetically modified mosquito, happens to bite me? I mean, isn't this kind of the same situation we're looking at now with a genetically modified vaccine shot, jab? You know, I get bit by the mosquito. What is the situation here? What if you get the jab, if any of the COVID jabs, and then you have the mosquito, the GMO mosquito bites you? You got a double whammy here of genetically modified crap floating around in your body, something going down to your DNA level and modifying, tweaking, and changing your DNA. Nobody seems to be too worried about that. Only the people in South Florida are. I can only hope there's a good wind to keep it away from me, because I'm a good 10 hours from Key West. And hopefully the birds will be active. And what happens with if a bird eats a GMO mosquito? What happens to that? What if a frog eats one? What if the fish eat it? Anybody ever thought about that? What happens to your food chain if genetically modified mosquitoes are eaten by predators? I don't know. Nobody seems to know. That's the same situation you are with any of the COVID jabs. They don't know. They don't know at all. Nobody seems to know something so important as your health. And they just, well, you know, we think, theoretically, we think this might happen, but we really don't know. And that's probably why the FDA has said, no, I'm not going to authorize any shot associated with COVID-19. I'm not going to authorize it. Amazing. Mosquitoes released. You know, you think you might, if you're a problem solver, I like to solve problems. You know, I think there's many times I look at a problem, I said, geez, okay, I can fix it by doing this. I can fix it by doing this. There's usually several options I can take. The one with least resistance is the best. And I usually, I'll do it this way. This will work. So I'm looking at this problem of the cart before the horse here on a trying to stop Zika, dengue fever, yellow fever, whatever else they're trying to stop, putting the cart before the horse. It's not even an issue in the United States. Again, it's a knee-jerk reaction, but it's a great excuse to, again, tweak and mess with our DNA. Is it not? It sure is. So you got the voluntary sheeple who roll the sleeve up and take this jab. And then they can come at you with genetically modified foods. They can come at you with genetically modified mosquitoes. And on we go. We're talking Frankenstein here. This is major Frankenstein. They have no idea of what's going to happen next. Doesn't sound like real science to me. It's nothing I want to be involved in. I certainly don't want to be a guinea pig or a lab rat in their little test experiment. I don't think you do either. So that's something I'm going to address with Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm also going to give him an open-ended interview if I can. You know, come on the show, come on here, come on with me and John on a Monday night. Let's talk about some things here. I think you're hitting a home run here, 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 but I think you're kind of failing here and here. And that's, I'm going to be honest. I mean, I'm an independent. I don't play party politics. You do a great job. I'm going to commend you. If you're falling short, I'm going to let you know. If you're really screwing up, I'm really going to let you know, because that's my job. That's my job. Be fair and square. Call a spade a spade. That's what I'm going to do. So we'll see what happens, what response I'll get. I remember writing Donald Trump a letter, and I did get a letter back. It was a form letter, and a secretary printing his, had that little stamp and President Donald Trump. And I thought, wow, okay, now it's not his signature. That's a stamp. the only time they would actually probably respond, really, really respond if you did some kind of threatening action or something. But I addressed some issues with the former president, and it didn't even address those in the letter. So I knew it was a form letter because it would have said, well, we've thought about this. We're talking about this. And thank you, Mr. Elkins, for your concern on this. And the president will look into this. But nah, I got a form letter, so I still have it. I don't know why, but I have it. So we'll see. Give you an update on my friend who is in the hospital. It's been, I think, a little over a week now. She got the COVID jab January 26th, the Moderna. And last week, serious problems. She does have some underlying health problems, and I won't go into that detail. But should have never taken the jab. I addressed this with her husband. I addressed it with her. And it gave the information that I know of why you should not even consider this. On top of that, she'd actually had COVID during the winter months prior. So therefore, she had natural immunity. So really didn't even have to consider, think about it twice, that I need to get this. But evidently had a good salesman of a physician to say, you know what, you really need this. Because of your underlying health problems here and here, you really should take this thing. You really should. Well, she was unresponsive. They could not wake her up. She kept falling. Equilibrium problems. Got her to the hospital. EMS got her to the hospital. And found out her sodium was 102. That's really low. 135 to 145 is normal value on a chemistry, on a lab for a sodium level. Whenever you see something that low, 102, you start thinking that's dilution, that's water intoxication. I've seen those before. Rare. I mean, who drinks 1 gallon or 2 gallons of water in a very short sitting? Nobody does. But I have seen it. It's rare. But some people have problems and they just drink water, water, water. And so your sodium will be dilutional. It'll come down and then you'll stop responding. Your level of consciousness will change and you can go comatose like that. So no idea why her sodium was so low, 102. So they bring you into the hospital, start giving you some normal saline, 3% solution, and try to bump your numbers up 2 or 3 points a day to get you up there. Now, that's quite a bit. 102 to 135, you're down a ways. It's going to take days and days and days. You can't go too fast with the normal saline, or you create a situation called cerebral edema. Not a good thing. So you go slow on it. So just the other day, I get another call, and her sodium is dropping again. So if you understand working in the ICU, we do what we call intake and outputs, and we do a daily weight. So we know if you're gaining water weight or you're losing water weight, because we give a lot of diuretics pulling fluid off people, we like to keep an eye on their hydration status. So in a hospital, when you're watching INOs, there should be no situation, no problem with. There should be no overhydration. There should be no excessive amount of fluid be given because you're watching your intake and your output. And I'm talking about counting the urine bag. We have a urine bag and you check it every hour and you watch how many cc's an hour you're putting out and how much is going in. And at the 12-hour mark, you say, okay, you're positive or you're negative. And if you're showing positive and it's getting to be a problem, well, we take a little bit of fluid off. We cut back your fluids. We might give a diuretic to pull some fluid off, especially for your cardiac patients, which fluid overload is a very bad thing on a congestive heart failure patient. You got to watch those fluids. So there's no explanation, real explanation of why her sodium is dropping again for the second time, and they're slowly coming back up again. No idea what's going on here. The doctor finally saying today, saying it's a good thing you got her in when you did. Another half day or a day, she wouldn't have survived. And that's truth. At 55 years old, she would have passed. And that would be a shame. So this personal experience that I'm having with my friends, very good friends, love these people. a bad choice made. So from my personal experience, what I'm telling you right now, let it sink in. And please educate those around you to saying, this is experimental gene therapy, okay? There's no prevention. This is experiment all the way. This is Frankenstein. I don't want you to be a casualty. I don't want people you love and care to be a casualty of a good salesman, a good doctor salesman, telling you you need this. Forget about being a part of the club. I heard Biden say the other day, get your vaccine and be a patriot. Now, we told you they were coming at you that way. We told you this. You know, they were going to challenge you. Challenge your patriotism. Are you a patriot? Same crap they use for taking you to war. You're not with us, you're against us. You're on the side of the terrorists. So what are they going to say this time? You're on the side of the virus? It's a scam, okay? It's a scam. So don't fall for it. Please share the information you hear on this network, whether it's on my show or somebody else talking about it. Please share it with others. I'm not going to make the whole show about COVID today. I know you're tired of it. I'm tired of it too. I don't want to talk about it every day. I really don't. But I know I have to stay up on what I hear, what's going on. If I don't, I'll be behind the eight ball and I'll try to catch up. You see, if you don't inform yourself and keep up with what's going on, you will be a casualty. You have to stay up on the scam of what they're pulling next. We've got a commercial come up here in a little bit here. But when we come back, I want to play a clip for you. I'm very happy because this is the silver bullet in our chamber, in our gun, to resist and push back to say no to a mandatory shot. I'm not going to call it a vaccine. No to this mandatory COVID shot. This is our silver bullet. I'm very happy to have it. And I thank Keith Rogers for sending it me today. I went over to YouTube, and YouTube has it up. But they've played with the sound, the audio, and you can't even hear what's being said. It's pretty sad. And understandably, very disappointing to go to BitChute, which I was sold on BitChute was the place to go for videos. And now they're being messed with because the same video there has very poor audio. They don't want you to get this out. Now, this is only a 55-second clip from one of the officials at the FDA. I didn't even get the name. I'll have to look at the video real close here to see what his name is. But he's got authority. He's got power to make the comment that he's going to make. He has the authority to say so. And again, this is your silver bullet to come at your corporation, your business, anybody who comes at you and said, if you still want to work here, you must take the jab. You said, no. Here, watch this for yourself. Watch this. It's your silver bullet. Please take note of it. Get the video. We'll send it over. Actually, it's on the, we'll have Sam post it on the website. And download that. Keep that for your files. And that's your silver bullet for the future. You're going to need it. You're going to need it. Because now they're challenging your patriotism. The last resort that they will come at you is to cut off your income, cut off your benefits, make your life miserable to a point where you say, okay, I'll take it. Well, this is medical tyranny is what it is, to be forced. And we should not forget the Nuremberg trials. I think we're going to have our own Nuremberg trial someday. I think we will. I hope so. I hope it will be speedily carried out. I hope it will be a public execution and send a message, an everlasting message, that if you target the American people or target humanity, you will pay with your own life. Steve Elkins on a Sunday evening off the beaten path. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in the sun to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
And we are back. The theme music tonight for Bumper is 60s. Thank you, Sam, for that one. I love that track. I'm a child of the 60s myself. When I was talking about finding solutions to problems here, you know, you can go in this direction, this direction, this direction, and you end up solving your problem here. And I was thinking about this whole GMO mosquito thing here in South Florida. Like I said, 144,000 to be released in the next 12 days, and they're looking at billions in the next 10 years to be releasing. Again, the cart before the horse here. So I started thinking about it. Are there other solutions you could look at here? Well, of course you could. You can. What is the natural enemy of a mosquito? Well, I think dragonflies. Dragonflies like to eat them. You got a minnow, an actual minnow called the mosquito minnow. It likes to eat the larvae, so that's another enemy. You got all kinds of aquatic life. You got frogs. You got other animals, birds that like to feast on the mosquito. So why not boost the number of those things? You know, how about a dragonfly farm? And you know, just release dragonflies in. You know, I'm out in my yard working, and I'm surrounded by dragonflies. One day it was like 100 dragonflies surrounding me. It was great. because I know what they're doing. They're eating mosquitoes here, and I'm not going to get bit because they're doing their job. They're doing a dang good job. You know, the equivalent of that would be like swimming in the ocean and being surrounded by dolphin. You know, I'm not going to get attacked by a shark. So I welcome the dragonflies when I'm out there working. I'm not getting bit by mosquitoes. Why not increase the number of dragonflies? Oh, well, we can't do that. That's not possible. Sure it is. It makes more sense than tweaking a mosquito, genetically modifying a mosquito to go out in there and do whoopee with the female and sterilizer. And I don't believe that's actually what's happening anyway. Again, we're talking about experimental stuff here. They don't know. They don't, just like the jab, they don't know. They don't know what's going to happen with the GMO mosquito. They don't know. They have no idea. So we do have a call waiting on the line here. Let's go to Dave in Michigan. Dave, you're on the show.
Hey, Steve. Great call. Great show tonight. How you doing, man?
Well, I've only gone 25 minutes. I can't say great yet. I'm on a roll here. I'm in a good mood. And I got a lot of information to share. Got a great clip to share. So what's on your mind, Dave?
Well, I'll tell you, you talked about Nuremberg trials. So I belong to a group called MGJA, Michigan General Jural Assembly. So the first branch of government, according to our Constitution, is we the people. Second branch is the grand jury, and not that fake stuff that the feds do. This is we the people grand jury. So Michigan formed an assembly back in 2010, and about, I think in 2017, we started a national assembly to teach the other states what Michigan has done. Alaska's done it. We've got about anywhere from 30 to 32 states right now that are forming assemblies in their counties and their states. And as soon as we have, two-thirds of the states with two-thirds of their counties, you know, that's when all bets are off for these guys. We got to do something. And I can't see any other way unless the people, you know, step up to the plate and become we the people again. You know, I don't think we've been we the people for a very long time before the Civil War. If we were we the people back then, that would have never happened. What do you think?
Yeah, I think you're right. And a lot of things have been failed in a long time here. We're talking about the rule of law. What is the rule of law? We have a rule of law, and of course we have attorneys now who decide to nitpick words and change words, and that all depends on the definition is. We can thank Bill Clinton for that.
Yeah.
Lawyers really are – most lawyers, to be honest with you, most lawyers are really bad lawyers. They really are. I'll tell you why they are bad lawyers, because what they really want most of the time is an out-of-court settlement. They don't want to dive into the rule of law. They don't want to open their books out. They don't want to figure out something. They don't want to find the truth, and what they want is a settlement. They want the out-of-court settlement. That's what they want. Both sides usually want that. Very few of them really want to fight out the argument, make the argument for the rule of law. And the rule of law has been buried. It's been buried for a while here. And during this last election here, I've never been more disappointed in all my life to see two people, at least two people that Donald Trump stood up for, Brett Kavanaugh and Amy Coney Barrett, as far as becoming Supreme Court justices, they were the nominees. He stood up for them. They were attacking. They were going after these two. And one with Kavanaugh with the sex thing, and Barrett, you know, her past, her history, her family, all the trying to find everything negative they could. Donald Trump stood by his people. He thought they were the best candidates. And when it came down to all this fraud, and we know this election was stolen, I watched it before my eyes. That night, John and I did the show. We watched the tallies. We watched it flip. And those two justices folded their arms and turned around. They turned their back on Donald Trump. They turned their back on the American people. They turned their back on the rule of law. Stay with me, Dave. We'll come right back after this commercial break and pick up where we stop.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356, or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You keep saying you got something for me, something you call love, but confess, you've been a messin' where you shouldn't have been a messin', and now someone else is getting all your best. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.
Off the beaten path, 512-248-8252. If you have the minutes, if you don't, we'll pay for the call. Call at 1-800-313-9443. We're on the phone with Dave in Michigan. Did that answer your question, Dave? How the law is being buried, political correctness, changing times, the new norms. You know, I mean, everything is what you thought was is no longer. They threw those terms at us, the new normal. This is the new normal. It's on everything, the new normal. You know,
yeah.
We need to get back to the rule of law, and quite often the law is black and white. It says this, this, and this, and we've decided to play with the wording, redefine the words, or redefine the terms, the motives. That's how I feel about it. They're pushing the new normal. This is the new normal. Everything that you had before. And a lot of this is all based on emotion, too. It's not based on fact anymore. Just like this Derek Chauvin trial here. That wasn't a true a fair trial. That was not a fair trial. That was a trial based on emotion and what they considered, what possible outcomes may happen if they were to find him not guilty. It was a rigged system. It was a kangaroo court. It was an intimidated jury, and they had no out. They had to find him guilty and disregard everything else, because they actually feared for their own safety, because we know they'll release your name, where you live, your telephone number. They will come after you. These people will cancel you. And so the jury came up with their own, you know, this is it. Well, yeah, he's guilty. Very, very fast. Not a fair situation here.
No, you're right. I've been watching these false flags for a long time. I really, really like James Spetzer, Professor James Spetzer. Mm-hmm. He's got a great eye, and he's got a great team. And they've been pointing out these false flags for a long time, since Kennedy, and you know, really before Kennedy, with the moon landing, the whole nine yards. But you know, that thing was a psyop in my view, and I didn't like Trump's two picks for the Supreme Court right from the beginning. And they not only turned their back on Donald Trump, they stabbed Donald Trump in the back. They stabbed America in the back.
Mike Pence also stabbed Donald Trump. And I did not expect that either. Your vice president is supposed to stand by you, and he didn't.
Yeah, I seen that coming from day one. I know people that live in Indiana, and they told me who that guy really is. He's part of that pedophile ring, in my view, my opinion, based on a lot of information. So there's a lot of criminals out there, man, and they claim they're actors. They claim to be our representatives. That's all a fraud. This whole government thing is a scam, you know, and if we don't get back to we the people, it's over. You know, Florida has an assembly, Steve, and if you go to our website, it's national-assembly.net. Check it out. Click on the welcome tab. View the 10 steps to forming an assembly. There's a you ever heard of Red Beckman? I know he used to be on the
I have a lot.
Yeah. Red Beckman, we've got some Red Beckman videos up there that are really explanatory. Red was quite a patriot and a great guy, and there's really some good videos that he did that we use to introduce people to the assembly. You know, I really think we got to get this done. We're running out of time, and we need, you know, people to step up to the plate. I know how busy everybody is, but you know, we can't be too busy for our own country, because we are going down the tubes quickly if we don't.
I agree. I got a question for you before I let you go here, and we're going to play a clip. What is going on with your Governor Whitmer? It seems like she's off the radar now with these nursing home deaths. I haven't heard a word about that. I haven't heard a word about Andrew Cuomo's investigation into the nursing home deaths. What's the situation there?
You know, it's a good question, and I believe the legislatures, the states, the feds, they're all in bed together, and they're covering all this up. They're protecting each other. And if you look at the blue state governors, you know, like Whitmer, you know, they're either trannies or they're, you know, homos, or they're lesbians, or, and they all got their, you know. They got the Secretary of State. They got the Attorney Generals. They all are. They're like a team, and these people are—they're psychotic, and they want our demise. They want us to be slaves, and they want us dead. And if people, you got to see this mask thing, the COVID-19. COVID-19 is the vaccine. That shot is giving people COVID-19, and they're dying from it. So we're in trouble, and Michigan is. We're not any better than anybody else, and we got a nasty governor. And I'll tell you what, those genetically modified mosquitoes, you know, that's been going on for quite some time. Back in 1958, they released like a couple of million of mosquitoes into Punta Gorda,
Dave.
Florida.
Dave, you there?
Can you hear me?
Hello, Dave.
Uh-oh, I can hear
Sam,
you.
Sam, we lose Dave.
I can hear you. Steve, can you hear me? Heard some beeping. Hello?
And we are back. Sorry about a little technical difficulty on my side here. We are looking for a new internet service. Here we've had great weather today, and we're having patchy internet. So sorry about that, Dave. So where were you? I'm not sure where I lost you, but go ahead and finish up what you were talking about. Yeah.
Well, I was talking about those genetically modified mosquitoes. You know, back in around 1958, they released genetically modified mosquitoes in Punta Gorda, Florida, a million of them or so. And that's when people got infected with fibromyalgia, rheumatoid arthritis. I mean, all these diseases that, you know, are like phantom diseases that nobody knows what causes them or, you know, how to get rid of them. And they just keep treating people with drugs. And it's so sick, man. And this is all Bill Gates thing now. I don't know where it came. I do know it's, what's her name from Ohio, the black chick who was the pharmaceutical rep, Lauren. She released this information years ago that there was this Chin Lo, I think his name was, some doctor that was working with the Pentagon during World War II. They wanted him to come up with a genetically modified biochemical weapon, you know, to release on the Germans or whatever, and he didn't come up with that until after the war, but it's patented. I used to have that patent number. Lauren has it. She's given it on many radio shows. And they did release that into Punta Gorda, Florida, and that's when all these diseases started showing up. And he created this mycoplasma, and that mycoplasma, I know Doc Wallach, he talks about that. Mycoplasma is what causes rheumatoid arthritis. It eats the joints. It's a bug. And it can be killed with, you know, minocycline and some other herbs and stuff. But, we got to be very vigilant. We got some psychos in the midst, like Bill Gates and Dr. Fauci and company. And, yeah, I'm telling you, if we don't band together as we the people, it's over.
That's right.
That's it.
So appreciate you calling, Dave.
Website, Steve. Check out the website. There are forums there for every state. Florida's got some big stuff going on, and I'd love to see you get involved. Thank you.
Appreciate it. I'm glad you mentioned that. With that article talking about the 144,000 genetically modified mosquitoes to be released the next 12 days in Key West, Florida, in that article, like I said, there were people that were opposing the release of these mosquitoes. Of course, it doesn't seem to matter, our needs before you. Supposedly they work for you. We're working for the people, but then we're not working for the people when we don't want to. So in the article, it did mention that the possibility, and we've seen this before, that the possibility that this mosquito release will actually strengthen the mosquito to be desensitized and make it actually more virulent as far as a mosquito goes, desensitize them to pesticide and make it a stronger vector in the future. So that's something to think about too. They don't know. They just don't know. This is experimental. This is supposedly the first time they're claiming the first time ever released. And I do believe Dave is correct. I thought I saw something before that they've done releases of mosquitoes before. We know they've sprayed the skies before in San Francisco and over St. Louis, Operation Ocean Sea Spray in San Francisco back in, I think, 58. Or 56, somewhere around there. But so we know they're doing this kind of things. So we don't know. This mosquito could end up making a super mosquito that will even be more of a problem. So here's government again. Government mucking things up. And I said mucking things up, meddling in things that they shouldn't be, putting the cart before the horse. And what they end up doing in the future is creating another problem for you. Of course, they'll come right back with another solution. And what would the solution be for the genetically modified mosquito that's causing havoc and causing problems all over the state? What would they do for that? another shot, another vaccine? What else could they do to rectify and undo the problem that they helped create? I don't know. This crazy, crazy world we live in. Sam, let's go ahead and play that clip. It's only 55 seconds, but I want you to listen closely here to what the FDA is saying. This is your silver bullet. This is your silver bullet, people. We'll put it on the website, share it with others, download it, share it with other people. Thank you, Keith Rogers, for sending it to me this afternoon. This is your silver bullet. Listen up closely.
In the end, FDA will not authorize or approve a vaccine that we would not feel comfortable giving to our families. On behalf of the 17,000 plus employees of the FDA, I want to make the following commitments today to the American public and this committee. FDA will not authorize or approve any COVID-19 vaccine before it has met the agency's rigorous expectations for safety and effectiveness. Decisions to authorize or approve any such vaccine or therapeutic will be made by the dedicated career staff at FDA through our thorough review processes, and science will guide our decisions. FDA will not permit any pressure from anyone to change that. I will fight for science, Mr. Chairman. I will fight for the integrity of the agency, and I will put the interests of the American people before anything else. Thank you, and I look forward to answering your questions.
That's your silver bullet, people. They wouldn't even give it to their own families. They will not authorize any of the COVID-19 jabs. They will not authorize any of them. That's great. This is the silver bullet we've been looking for. We have it now. Please share this with others. It will be on the website, RBN website, a little later after the show here or sometime during the show. Sam will put it up there. That's your silver bullet, people. That's what you're going to wave over anybody's head who insists that if you want to work here, you must take the jab. There you go. It's so easy now. I'm very happy to found this, that Keith sent this over today. This is the silver bullet we've been looking for. I haven't seen anybody in the FDA come out. We knew that they would not authorize it, but now you've got somebody, a big wig, that is saying, nope, we wouldn't give us our own families. It has not passed any rigorous testing. Rigorous testing, we're talking 8 to 10 years for the production, the trials, and everything. You're talking about animal studies here, which, of course, we know all the animal studies did not turn out well. The cats and the ferrets all died. All died. Isn't that strange that they did not include that and tell the American people about that before they started releasing their little jabs? They forgot to tell you we didn't do animal testing because they all died. And we didn't test the most vulnerable that we actually are targeting right now, which is the elderly with comorbidities or underlying health problems. We left them out of the study on purpose for good reason. We didn't want to kill them all right off the bat and stop this production and stop this pandemic, plandemic here. We've got to roll these things out. There's a problem, reaction, solution, and we have the solution. Of course, we'll erase all the possible things that we could use in the early stages of this disease. We'll take them off the market. We'll take all these things away from you, and we'll just tell you one solution only, one voice only, one solution. Roll your sleeve in.
Playing to rules, trying to impress, but feeling rather empty. I had another dream. What a way to spend that evening. They'll turn up with their friends, playing the game. They're in the scene I should have been, far away. Getting up a place of bad remembering has been before. I open the door to an empty room, then I forget.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
There's a man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. Chance he takes, odds are he won't live to see tomorrow. Secret agent man, secret agent man, they've given you a number and taken away your name.
And we are back off the beaten path. Steve Elkins at the mic here, and we're gonna go back to the phones and talk to Pat in Texas. Pat, welcome to the show.
Oh, hey, Steve. About the mosquitoes. They don't spray in Fort Worth. I know all about mosquitoes. And I found a way to catch them, get rid of them. And what you do is you get a 5-gallon bucket, preferably a paint bucket with a little hole in the top. You know how they have those little holes with 5-gallon? Not like Home Depot or some orange. You don't want to call any attention to it. And then you put some wood around it or something, you know, make it like a little planter. And you put water in it, and you take a just Raid. I've tried all kind. I prefer the pink can, but Raid Road Spray, I think it is. You spray it in there, and they'll look for that. They like dark holes water. And it has to be standing water. They don't grow in moving water. So, you know, they will grow in like a small styrofoam cup if it's left out there 7 days with water in it, like a vacant lot. Check your neighborhood. But the point is that they will go in there and they will die. And the water, it stays in the water forever, years and years. And I don't know what else to say about it except that if the city caught you with it, they would say that you were blowing mosquitoes, but they don't never make you prove you got any. Right, you know what right. I mean?
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
any water. That's why they don't spray, probably, so they could get you having any water anywhere on your land. Your dog or cat water, I guess. Yeah. Since it's a cat. my dog. All right.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate that information there, Pat.
Got to move on. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Back to the phones there. Dave in New York. You're on the show.
Hello, Steve. Good evening. Hey,
good evening.
I woke up this morning and I saw this article on RBN by Lou Rockwell about, you know, don't send depressing stuff to your friends. And I said, well, let me read that. And I thought, wow, that, you know, and I read through that article. I got to read it again. It's really a very impressive article dealing with the whole situation of good and false information and how you can turn people off. And I mean, I was really impressed with it. I don't know. Did you happen to see it yet?
Actually, I did. I read that one. Lou Rockwell is one of my first looks at the morning. I love Lou Rockwell. Great, great source right there. Coming up on break here, and on top of the hour, when I come back, we'll go back to you, Dave. Just hang tight.
Okay. Yeah, I had something else to say. Thanks.
And the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an energy cleaner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an energy cleaner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.